requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We are so thankful that you have tuned in to the Refresh radio program today and pray that it will be a blessing to you. And, you know, like we do three days a week, we always like to tell you about a business here in the area that might be of benefit to you. And if you are doing any sort of construction right now, I want to recommend to you the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They have decades of experience of working with concrete, and they will do a great job for you. Hard workers, expertise, they have all of the tools that are necessary. And you know, one of the things that I've discovered about construction is something that I didn't give a whole lot of consideration to when I was younger, and that is, in a lot of these industries, there is an artistic element to it. There are people who know how to do things, and they know how to make it look good. And that's one of the things that Jits Concrete does. It's not just about, you know, pouring down something in a semi-liquid state and it's solidifying. They want to make sure that it looks the way that it is supposed to look, have the proper dimensions, the proper strength, and handle it in the proper way. So I encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So yesterday we were talking about how the lack of justice leads to waste and unfilled potential and things of value being left behind. God doesn't want that. We've got a couple from our church. They have started Bible schools in Fiji, and one of the statements that I remember them first saying is that Jesus doesn't squander anything. He doesn't waste anything. He makes the most out of every opportunity. And so I want to encourage you, don't allow injustice to waste your life or another person's life. Today we're going to touch on three different passages of Scripture. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 16. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 17. And we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 19. So that's where we are going to spend our time today. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 8, it says this: better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. So one of the things that you might want to study one of these times is do a word search on the things that are better. And for instance, better is one day in the courts of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere. That means that, you know, you look at that opportunity that you have to come to church on Sunday, and you say, you know what, this one day of coming to the house of God could be better than 3 years of living in a luxury resort. Their spiritual benefit outweighs physical benefit or financial benefit or social benefit. So I challenge you, make sure that when you are choosing, that you just don't choose what is available. You choose what is better, and you choose what is best. In this case, it says, better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. There's another verse. I don't remember exactly the reference of it, but it's in Proverbs, and it says, "He who chases fantasies lacks judgment." I believe that's the New International Version translation. And right now, there's a lot of people who are chasing fantasies here in America. They're chasing fantasies that everybody is going to end up with the same amount of everything. And all you got to do is look at the global practice of that, and you find that what happens is you end up with a large segment of the population that has very little, and then you have another segment of the population that has vast revenues. But it's not in a righteous acquisition. It's more an abuse of people than it is treating them equitably. So, you know, I'm always, because I'm a bit of a student of history, I see what segments of opposition people end up in these totalitarian governments, what they tend to eliminate, and a lot of times they eliminate from society or from social influence, if not in totality, the very people who helped them propagate the fantasy that people bought into. Here it says that better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. So the first thing that I want to share with you this morning is this. Wealth is not indicative of justice. Just because you are rich doesn't mean that it is just. There are a lot of people who drive around in fancy cars, live in fancy houses, wear fancy clothes and all that, but the way that they acquired that was not through a righteous or a just mean. It was either through stealing or illegal business dealings and things like that. Sometimes it's bribes and selling of influence. And you know, my dad said, you know, follow the money. If you want to see what's going on in society, you follow the money. I've had people said, if you want to know what your priorities are, show me how you spend your time and show me what you spend your money on, and I will show you what your priorities are. Well, right now there. You know, I look around and see the way that people spend their money trying to purchase influence, and it's like, you know, that's not the way that we're really supposed to go about this. I don't tithe to buy my influence with God. I tithe because the tithe belongs to God. It's holy. I invest my time with the Lord. I have a Sabbath because it is His day. It's His gift to us so that it will bring refreshing into our life. So, you know, this is the Refresh Radio program. So you need to make sure that you're not trying to substitute another standard for justice and say, well, you know, there's one justice system for the rich and there's one justice system for the poor. Not with God, there's not. Not with God. There is one system, and the soul that sins shall die. That's everybody. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that is available to everybody. So just as everybody has fallen short and sinned, everybody has available to them the same opportunity to be forgiven. Wealth is not indicative of justice, and it's also no substitute for justice. You're not going to be able to buy your way into heaven. There, you know, I've heard this radio commercial one time, and it said, you know, if you have, you know, several hundred thousand dollars in your retirement and you're between this age and this age, then we want to do business with you. And I'm of the mindset, in fact, I've told Christian organizations this, when they said, here's the segment of your congregation that we are looking for. And I have told them. And pretty much they don't even bother calling me anymore. because they aren't going to change. I said, look, just like I talked about on yesterday's program, that there's potential and you don't want to waste the potential. I said, if you do not want the best in my congregation because they don't meet your educational standards or your financial standards or their occupational, what they do for a living, then you don't want anybody in my church because I'm not going to be a part of that. There's potential there. There's blessing there. And in fact, James talks about that in the house of God, the rich and the poor are supposed to be treated equally. They're supposed to be treated equally. I remember hearing a story one time about a speaker that had come to a church, and he said, man, you have the best greeter in your church that I have ever seen anywhere. And he said, oh, really? Why? What happened? He said, well, it was pouring down rain, and so they had me drive up. They had an umbrella waiting for me, and the guy gave me the umbrella, and he said, if you'll just leave that inside the door there, he said, you know, I'll get it, and I'll go park your car for you. And the pastor said, oh, yeah, I know who that is. He's one of the best surgeons in our community. And you say, a surgeon was a greeter? Listen, at church, everybody should be a greeter. Everybody should be a greeter. And so if you are thinking today that you are too poor to have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to know that that's not true. If you're thinking that you're too rich and you don't need a relationship with Jesus, no, that's not true either. If you think that you can get away with doing things that are not right because you are poor, that's not right. You are wrong. If you think that you can get by with doing things that are not right because of how rich you are wrong. You might be able to get by with it with men, but you will not be able to get by with it with God. God hates injustice. And so wealth is not indicative of justice, and it's not a substitute for justice. Now let's go over to Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 23. It says, a wicked man accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the ways of justice. So here this verse is specifically talking about bribery and corruption and extortion. And this goes on a lot. It really does. And so there are people who they think nobody's getting hurt if they're getting just a little bit of financial compensation that nobody else knows about. Here it says behind the back in the New King James, there's a footnote that says literally it is from the bosom. And so they would tuck this little bribe inside their garment, and then they would sneak it into the hands of someone else. You hear about things like this not only taking place in courtrooms or business dealings, but sometimes you hear about this when it comes to athletics recruitment. And you know, what you're trying to do is gain an advantage, saying, well, if you come to our program, you're not only going to get free room and board, you're not only going to get a free education, you're not only going to get the best meals and have the opportunity for a pro career, but we might be able to take care of some of the financial challenges in a special way. And I want you to know that's injustice. It perverts the way that things are supposed to be done so that it is a fair playing field. So it says here that doing so, operating with a a way that you can purchase justice instead of everybody being treated the same, that perverts justice. And that word pervert means it distorts it, it contorts it, it bends it, it stretches it out, or it causes something to be inclined one way or the other. We see this all the time, where people put pressure. In a bribery situation, they are putting financial pressure. Sometimes they put pressure to contort or pervert justice with fear and intimidation. If you do not do this, then this is what's going to happen to you. This is what's going to happen to your finger. This is what's going to happen to your arm. This is what's going to happen to your wife, your kids, your parents, whatever it is. They try and do, through fear and manipulation and intimidation, they try and to pervert the justice system so that not everybody is treated the same way. Now, I've got great news for you, and that is this. God knows everything. And the Bible says that that which is done in secret is going to be proclaimed from a rooftop. If you don't think that's happened, possible, how many times has somebody's phone done something, and they were like, oh, man, I didn't realize that I was doing that. I didn't realize my phone was calling somebody. Have you ever pocket dialed somebody? I had a pocket dial phone call one time where somebody didn't know that they had called me, and I answered the phone. I said, hello, 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 and they couldn't hear me, but I could hear them. Guess who they were talking about? They were talking about me. And the things that they were talking about, they wouldn't say directly to me, but they were talking. And I said, the Bible talks about situations where a little bird will take the words that you say in secret, and people will be able to communicate those. And I know my pocket, my phone is pocket dialed. In fact, I have the capability of having my phone do things on accident that I cannot get it to do on purpose. You and I, we don't want a manipulated justice system. We don't want manipulated elections. We don't want any. We want things to be done decently and in order. We want it to be the same for every person out there. And that is what America is supposed to present, but I'm not so sure that we are still maintaining that standard. In fact, I can tell you this, the farther a society gets away from God, the more perverted the justice system is going to be. And so when I said that word, all of a sudden you probably just went to an entirely different concept of society, because the word perverted is usually used in as the noun pervert, and you think of that in sexual terms. Well, it just really means it has been, the shape of whatever thing is being discussed has been contorted from its original purpose. It's been reshaped. Somebody who wasn't supposed to has come and changed the standard from what it was supposed to be. And that is never going to be acceptable in God's sight. He creates the standard, and everything's got to line up to that. There's an old saying in construction said, well, I don't know what happened. I've cut this board twice and it's still too short. And if you've ever done that, you like, oh man, I can't believe that. And then you get right down to the end of the project and you realize, man, I am one board short of what I needed it to be. It's frustrating when you do that. So you can't, the standard of justice is not intended to be distorted or contorted or inclined to favor one person or one class or one race or one gender. It is supposed to be the same for everybody. Now, here in America, there are a lot of people who want to put their finger on the scale to try and get the scale to go in the direction that they want it to. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not the way that it is supposed to be. Okay, let's go one more over to Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. But by the way, while you're turning over there, there's a bonus verse that I want to share with you. Verse number 22, it says, "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." And so I pray that you will allow God to fill your heart with joy and that you will allow Him to refresh you spiritually and that that spiritual vitality will manifest physical healing in your body. In the same way, here in Proverbs chapter 19, there's a bonus verse I want to share with you. It's in verse number 27. It says, "Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge." And so I want to encourage you, don't stop attending church. Don't stop feeding your spirit. Don't stop reading the Word of God. Don't stop being teachable on your job. Don't stop being a lifelong learner when it comes to being a spouse or a parent. Don't stop learning. Keep pressing. Because if you do, if you stop attending church, if you stop reading the Word, you are going to stray from the words of knowledge and truth. So you don't want to make that mistake. In verse number 28, it says, "A disreputable witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity." The mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. "Judgments are prepared for scoffers and beatings for the fools." So what this talks about, where the first that we looked at was that wealth, this was in Proverbs 16, "Wealth is not indicative of nor a substitute for justice." Proverbs chapter 17, we learned that financial manipulation or perversion of the justice system is wicked. Okay? It's not only not tolerable, it is literally defined as the actions of a wicked man. Okay? And so you need to understand that wickedness has a spiritual consequence. It has an eternal consequence. Now, here in Proverbs chapter 19, we see that the words of our mouth also have an impact on justice. "A disreputable witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity." So justice can literally be undermined. Justice can be held in disdain by a person who's willing to get up there and say whatever needs to be said to get the outcome that they want to have. Okay? So there are a couple of scriptural examples where there were false witnesses. So there was Ahab and Jezebel, and Ahab wanted to buy Naboth's vineyard, wanted to give him a bigger vineyard, a better vineyard. He liked that piece of property. He wanted that piece of property, and he was the king. The only problem was Naboth said, "No, this is my inheritance. This has belonged to my family. It's not something that I am going to part with. It has been in our family since we came into the land." And so Ahab went home, and he was sulking, and Jezebel said, "What's the matter with you? You're the king." And he said, "Well, I wanted Naboth's vineyard. Naboth won't give it to me." And Jezebel said, "Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it." And she hires a couple of lying witnesses. And here's the funny thing. is they get up there and say, well, we heard him blaspheme God. If you know anything about Ahab and Jezebel, they were not followers of Yahweh. They were not followers of Jehovah. They worshiped the idols from the land that she came from. And so these people get up there and they testify. We heard him lie. We heard him, or they told a lie and said, we heard him blaspheme when nothing of the sort had taken place. And they ended up taking him, and because in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall a thing be established, even if it is a lie. And they went out and they killed him over a fraud. Well, Naboth goes down. Jezebel says, go take possession of your vineyard. And Elijah meets him down there and says, look, God knows what you did. You know, Ahab says, is that you, you troubler of Israel? And Elijah said, I'm not the one that troubled Israel. You are. And this is what the consequence is going to be. And even though Ahab repented, he later changed his mind again and started living in a manner that he wasn't supposed to. And he ended up experiencing, and Jezebel ended up experiencing, everything that Elijah had prophesied. The other person that was lied about at their trial was a guy by the name of Jesus. And he went to the cross because there were people who testified falsely against him. And he paid the price for their sins, and he paid the price for my sin, and he paid the price for your sin. And he was the only perfect person that had ever lived on planet Earth. A false witness scorns, undermines the justice system. Jesus came and restored justice. He suffered unjustly so that he could extend forgiveness to you and to me. I was witnessing to a guy when I was in high school, and he said, well, I've never sinned. And I said, well, have you ever told a lie to your parents? And he said, yes. And I said, well, the Bible says you sinned. And he said, you mean God would send me to hell over a lie? No, God wouldn't send you to hell over a lie. You can't reject the truth, though. God will forgive the lie. Don't undermine God's justice system. He loves you. Get to know him today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Velvet black night, pierced with light, stars waiting quiet, wide listening sky, still last of air, light hanging there, out of despair, rises a prayer. Can we take in your light, so we can shine like you? With all this weariness, can we shine?